Bill.
Did you forget to do something?
First off, fuck y'all. Welcome to the Sentai Review, episode 192, last story, lost story and reboot. Today we are going to repeat the intro that I just said that nobody was fucking privy to because you couldn't hear shit.
Bill, we saw everything.
By the way, shameless Nancy Grayson, we think he's finally here, so don't tell
him. Oh, shit, so good.
Just told everybody.
So,
well, yeah, I told everybody. We don't tell Shane.
Shane might be right outside the door now.
No, he's not.
Okay,
I hear something out there.
Now I hear a squeak. Now he might be.
Here's what's going on.
Oh, somebody
showed up.
See,
finally here.
Today we are going to talk about the fact that we won't be getting the Yes.
I got to move over. I had a nice comfy spot.
Today we're going to talk about the fact that we will not be getting stories continuing in the movie line that we were all hoping would get a sequel. We are going to talk about the fact that it is a reboot and what we may or may not see from that, and a couple of other things on top of that as well. We are also going to talk about something that a lot of people, hundreds of people, have brought up. The website went down. Now, we're right back to where we were before people started saying, I don't know about you, but I can't hear them. So,
because Bill fucked up.
Bill fucked up. So, back to what the fuck I was saying. So, last time around, 2 weeks ago when we had done the last live stream, Greg, who basically is in charge of all the other shit since he's the person who has the name on the contract for the server space and the website and everything.
Executive producer Greg.
Basically, he had paid for the website. He had fought with them and fought with them and fought with them. And then finally, they got the fuck up off their asses and redid the website. Apparently, because we've been going for the last, I don't know, 10-plus fucking years, the server space that they have is an old Dell desktop that you would normally see in, like, an office type of an area. Like, anywhere where there's a cubicle that's been around since, like, 1990. It'd be one of those computers that they're still fucking with. Like, what I deal with at work. Running Windows XP. So they went the fuck back in.
At least it wasn't Vista.
It's true. Actually, technically speaking, it's either XP or sometimes they do have it set up for, what is it? It's Millennium Edition?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep going with the
anyway,
actual stuff.
So it's an old-ass fucking computer, fucking dust and bones and all sorts of shit growing all over it. So, they finally redid everything.
Bones growing.
Yeah, bones growing off of it. They finally got everything set up. I go to log into the motherfucker, and it won't let me in.
Why wouldn't it let you in, Seth?
Let me put in the password. Sorry, you can't log in.
But why?
Because I have the right username and the right password, but can't log in.
But...
Nope.
That would mean...
Nope.
If everything's right,
nope.
You should log in.
Nope, can't.
Fuck your right, Nick!
fuck your login. Fuck your password.
It's not my
your
login, it's my
correct.
Password.
Your shit is correct, but fuck your ability to log in.
And we are now demonetized, if we would have ever done that in the first place.
No, shit.
No, we made it 2 minutes before cussing.
That's true. There was a lot of silence.
Only because the mics were off.
Exactly!
So,
see,
yes.
From now on, we should fill in the first 2 minutes of the video with silence.
And cussing.
People would
and
hate
then
that.
Immediately after, cussing.
But people would hate that.
Why in the fuck would we fucking get fucking demonic fucking ties while people are fucking cussing? I ain't fucking right. What the fuck?
What?
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 I'd just like to add fucking.
To what?
To what? I don't know.
It's a callback to What's Up Episode 3.
By the way, there hey. You go, Shane. You're
no longer
you're
Nancy,
Nancy
Grace.
You're Nancy Grace.
That's a good joke you told that nobody.
Exactly. So, either way, right now, I'm doing 8 things at once. I'm talking to y'all, I'm reading comments, we're getting ready to do stuff, and I'm re-downloading every motherfucking episode we have ever goddamn done in the history of forever, sans the handful of, like, live episodes that we don't have audio for. like all of the controller pileup since we switched it to live only.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to that later. But I'm downloading all of it. So right now I'm in the middle of, let's see, I have, 60 left of the old Reploid Productions episodes.
Before you even touch the 100 and
oh no, I already something. Got the last, I got the last four episodes of Sentai that I was missing. I have the last three episodes of Comics Toss I'm missing. I'm just downloading all of the old Reploid production shit, because that was next alphabetically from what I was working on.
Oh, God.
Which, by the way,
okay.
Sentai RSS is updated. Fine, well, a fucking
way. We're going to go ahead and jump into this right off the bat. Here's what's going on with the emails. The person that had the responsibility of keeping track of that email, poof. And with him has kind of gone the email. I've got to get the passwords and everything for it so that I can start checking the email. That's what's really going on. I mean, if you send me something, say via Twitter or Facebook IM or
Discord,
I will more than likely talk about it or bring it up here or whatever. That's what's going on. We haven't lost the email, but it has not been accessed for a while because we lost a lot. We lost the guy that was pretty much running the website, which is one of the things that set us back. We lost the stuff we lost all the updates and whatnot. The Gmail hasn't been checked in a very, very long time because we moved to the other email. However, if you guys are using that Gmail, I will sign on to that thing and see what's in there. I'm almost afraid to see what's in there because it's been
600 messages, 500 of it is boner medicine.
Okay.
Spam out the ass. Thank you, Google.
Raising your hand. I don't know what the fuck.
You can talk now, Shane. You're not Nancy Graced. We un-Nancy Graced you. You can speak now.
No, I will figure out the email. That is what has been going on. If you've sent emails and they haven't gone through, that's the reason they stopped being read, is because we had somebody that was going through the way it happened. Just all of a sudden, we thought that he'd still been working with us and that we just weren't getting many responses, that he wasn't responding to directly, because sometimes he was doing that, where he would respond to an email instead of bringing it to our attention. And then the next thing I knew, he just blatantly, the last time the website crashed and we're trying to get it back up, he said, "I don't work on that shit no more." Well, that's information that could have been brought to my attention before, motherfucker. Yes, and if you hear it, that's me calling you out. Now.
He probably won't. He's probably asleep.
I know. Are we ready to start said show? Is that a thing?
I suppose. I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle. I'm on 54 left to be downloaded. I'm in the middle of opening up our file program that we have, because I think emails and passwords might be in there, last I checked. But
yeah, there were some saved logins and stuff.
I know that there are some of the logins are saved there. I might be able to check myself.
This is what happened.
I don't fucking know.
This is exactly what I was talking about, is that we were trying...
I didn't know this shit.
No, but we were trying to do 4, 5, 6, 7 different things. When I do the year in review, I'm going to be talking about what we wanted to do, what we did do, where it fucked us up, and where we are now. Right. We tried to do more than we realized, tried to do too damn much. And then we tried to separate some of what we were doing to people, and then that fucking backfired and blew up in our face, and we never should have done what we did. And now we're paying for it, and we're getting back on our feet. Let's go ahead and do this. Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Level Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane just Nancy Graced himself. Nick Bennett, Lone
Stop
Paladin.
Being a bitch.
Yeah, he's being a bitch now. It's fine.
Just because it's all early and you got your Bang energy drink.
Bang.
Bang!
Is that the one that I told you to try? Yeah. Oh, hey, Blue Razzle. That one's actually pretty good, too.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, now that that's dropped, let's go in here. Whoop! We are going to talk about these guys. Doop 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 boo jig. Okay, we now know for sure 100% that we are not going to get a continuation of this storyline. Evidently, this is what was supposed to happen that we're not going to get. So what we're going to do now is we're going to talk about this. We're going to read this. And then we're going to talk about what we think of that storyline. We might even do it as we go. That's what we're going to do. Anybody want to read that, or do I read that?
I'll try and read it.
Go ahead. I'll stop you when we get to a talking point.
Yeah. I'll try to read as much as I can, though. There'll probably be a few errors here and there. But
no, it's fine.
Yeah. Since it's definitely not happening now, and this is from its Ryan Unicomb, whatever.
Unicomb.
Yeah. Since it's definitely not happening now, let me tell you what I'd heard was going down with the planned sequels, or at least the pitch for a few of them, for Power Rangers 2017. Green Ranger / Dragon Zord main baddie in sequel.
Okay, before we go any further, we all wanted that, right? That's what we expected for the second movie, was that he would be the bad guy, he or she would be the bad guy, we would see the Dragon Zord, right?
All right.
So far, they're on cue with exactly what we would have wanted. Go ahead.
A spy for Lord Zedd. Essentially, that dismantled the team from inside out and caused drama for them as people, not just Rangers.
Okay, hold on. Let's start there.
We kind of got a bit of that with our original Green with Evil.
Yeah, but he was an outside force that couldn't affect them. I mean, I guess he did. This makes it sound like he or she would have appeared as a friend, like a legitimate friend, and maybe been a part of the team. I feel like that almost needs an entire movie by itself to set up. Like, that might be rushed if we're just going to believe. Like, our kids, okay, they took things at a lot of face value, but these kids didn't seem like they were being built like that, so could this person really just roll in, become best friends, know they were Rangers, dismantle them from the inside and out?
Well, if they showed up, if it was a woman, yeah, probably could.
Oh, yeah, because that could very well somehow intrude on Jason and Kimberly in a different way and swap the idea that Jason and Tommy.
And not only could she be hitting on Jason, but she could be hitting on the other. On Billy and Zach at the same time, too.
They were also going with more progressive ideas, so she could be after Kimberly or Trini.
Trini was gay.
Yeah.
True.
She could have went after Zordon or Alpha.
Yeah, okay.
let's keep
going.
Apparently would have forced Alpha, Zordon, and Billy to utilize this essence of Earth's Zeo Crystal, new stronger suits and Zords formed, and at some stage throughout the films, they would eventually make their way all the way to space.
So these movies, I'm assuming there probably would have been four or five of them in all, were supposed to go all the way to the Space Rangers. With the same team?
I don't know. I mean, the way this is sounding, it's like, it's not, it's going into space, but it's the same.
Well,
because
it had a continuation of for a full-on battle with Zedd's invading armada.
Right.
So I would assume it's more along the lines of they just pop out there, slap some battleships, and go back to Earth and be like, we're Zeo Rangers.
And fight his invasion? And the movies, because they're movies, I doubt they're just going to recast all the kids in like the third film and go to space or go to Zeo or whatever. So like, it would have been these guys in space, which then, for all the people that scream purist or whatever, you wouldn't have got some of the other characters that you like. Like, TJ would not have been there. Andros would not have been there. Like, or would he have? I mean,
they could have led to something further down, maybe.
Maybe multiple Ranger teams in the movies? But then you're hiring an awful lot of actors. Yeah. Like, that's a lot of people to pay.
Yeah.
Do continuations.
So for a full-on battle with Zed's invading armada as a newly minted team of six, Jason steps aside a bit and lets Tommy co-captain the team because, as the Green Ranger, he's able to lift the power sword in Excalibur storyline that was cut from the vinyl version of the first film.
Evidently, that was what was going on with the power sword in the first movie, was you see him with it, and then he puts it away. And that has something to do with being the leader, being worthy, a Thor type of idea. And it was just cut from our movie, so we didn't get that. And so, yeah. And then if Tommy would have been able to pick it up or whatever, or use it, then that means he's fucking the big shit.
They beat Zed and Rita at some stage, and then those two end up killing each other while the Rangers try and save Zordon from something. But he dies, and the Rangers then have to continue on without his guidance, but as full-fledged soldiers. They were building up to the Psycho Rangers. Anyway, none of this is happening, but it would have been great, no doubt.
So, let's go into that. It would have been great, no doubt. Would it?
Not really.
You're not impressed with that whole pitch? Because I'm going to say something, I'm not either.
I mean, bits and pieces of it, I kind of am, but...
I'm with Scott, bits and
Tommy,
pieces of that,
Zed,
I'm down for.
Psycho Rangers, there you go.
So those are the only things you liked?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you wouldn't have cared for this, because I feel like this...
If they would have used those three things I just said in a different type of, like, story arc, or, like, later down the road, like Psycho Rangers later on, Zed next movie, Tommy obviously next movie, that's fine. But then moving into the Psycho Rangers as a later in later films, yeah, I have no problem
with
that.
It kind of reminds me of the
different
weird
story, though.
The weird idea I had for the Psycho Rangers appearing for the original Mighty Morphin, but
see, the big thing that nobody has discussed yet, though, is how does Zed and Rita meet? She's frozen in space.
That's how they meet.
Does she like?
He finds her.
No, I mean, like, is Zed's armada heading to Earth, and her body just like full-on fly on a windshield?
Yeah.
That would the front of his spaceship?
He could have sent somebody ahead
of
time.
That would be awesome.
That would actually be a little bit of comedy relief.
They would just find her like they did Frieza.
Right.
It's all it is.
Right.
She'd be floating around. They'd find her.
I still like the bug on the windshield thing better.
Hilarious.
Lord Zed, where do we go from here? Oh, fucking no. What the fuck is that?
Is that Rita?
Sir, the windshield wipers are not working.
If I could go out there and bring that bitch inside and far out.
I agree with what was just said in the chat. If we're going to do Evil Rangers, we had a set that never got off the ground for Mighty Morphin. Yeah. Why not move towards the Dark Rangers and make them a legitimate thing?
Wait, didn't they have like maybe two sets of Dark Rangers in Mighty Morphin?
They had a set of Doppelganger Rangers.
Yeah.
And then they had the Dark Rangers, which would have been actual teens working against them. Human-on-human fucking interactions.
The doppelgangers were cheap as hell.
They were.
They were fucking awful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, about as cheap as the
how cheap it was.
Hey, man, that staff breaks. You ain't got no money. You got no budget. Right. Just tape that shit up. Keep on going.
Powerful fucking entity in space. Man, can't fucking fix his own staff. He's like, damn it, need duct tape.
Where do we find this duct tape?
I'd have been...
Look, see, what you do... Just because he couldn't find some kind of hold shit together glue. Stop talking about my competitors.
Do we have to look for a
patenting this,
space
goddammit
duck for this duct tape? Quack!
So I don't know. Yeah, okay. If I would have been in charge of this, I feel like second movie is Green Ranger. Okay, let's say we have five movies. Second movie is Green Ranger. And that person should be somebody that was abducted.
I actually wouldn't have sorry to cut you off. I wouldn't have actually, now that I think about it, I wouldn't have introduced Zed yet. Zed would be like the third movie. Second movie is only the Green Ranger, because the villain is the Green Ranger.
I would have had somebody find the coin in the second movie.
And because Rita was the Green Ranger, her evil could have corrupted it.
Yes, that's exactly what I would have done.
So whoever,
and I also would have put something else in it, that it has a innate draw to want to be to whoever it's bonded to.
Yes.
So while he has it, it corrupts his mind. He makes a shot against the Rangers.
Yeah.
And then invades their thing,
the personal
their command
space.
Center. And the reason he does it this time isn't because he's trying to get rid of Zordon, he's trying to get to Rita. So he steals parts of their technology, possibly some sort of shuttle or something they have, and goes up there. In fact, you could launch that ship that will later be used for the Space Rangers. He could use it to get to Rita.
Right.
And then just keep that fucker in orbit for later movie plots.
Right.
And then him and Rita would come down for a second confrontation. We would free Tommy, however.
But before
then Tommy
you,
would help
the
us.
Power of friendship.
You got
a bitch slap.
Before you do that, though, we got to have a fucking Megazord battle, and it makes sense of how he would have the Dragonzord, because in the ship, fucking they Alpha and Zordon had all the Megazords. They could have had Rita's Green Ranger Zord.
Maybe he finds that there. Maybe change the idea of the Dragonzord.
Make it.
I get that it's Godzilla or whatever. Maybe.
Make it like a smaller version.
You
of
know
like
what?
A Serpentera.
Give it a Godzilla, but let it have an attachment piece that he uses for just that one time, like a thing of wings that are in the command center, and he uses those to go up there and get Rita and come back down.
Just like, make sure they're put on the right fucking way.
So then, when that goes through, the Rangers are like, "Well, how did he get that first off?" And the Zordon's like, "Well, it was always a Dragon Zord." And they're like, "Okay, well, let's say I buy that. Why can it fly? None of us, except for her, can fly." And he's like, "Well, there are upgrades for each of your Zords, but you guys aren't ready for that yet." And that's how you explain the thunder powers, turning the Tyrannosaurus and whatnot into the dragon, and moving past the Megazord they just did, right into the freaking awesome samurai thing that we had.
But at the same time, when they had the thunder power in the show, Tommy was already the White Ranger.
I realize that, but you got to do something in the movies to keep things going, and quite frankly, the Megazord was a weak point. So I would get rid of him, redesign him on the spot with these upgrades, and go right to the Samurai, and that's how we kill the Green Ranger's Dragonzord. It damages the Green Ranger's power, and in fixing the Green Ranger's power, when we say this power is corrupted, yada yada, for as long as you use it, you will always, always, always go back to Rita.
Mm-hmm.
But I can fix it. There's a way to fix the power.
There is a power that's pure.
There's a power that's pure.
And turning
they
the
They take that gem,
turning the
and
green.
In the opening of the... No, or either in a cutscene for the end of the movie or at the beginning of the next movie, he's the White Ranger.
Turning the green.
And we already got the Tiger Zord right there with the samurai stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that works out better.
Then we go to movie 3.
Zed is even more evil than he is. Because he has no skin, and that automatically makes you evil. And because it's a movie.
Oh, he can get disgusting.
Yeah.
Because all you gotta do is slap a PG-13, because you can't slap an R-rated fucking thing on a Power Rangers movie.
He could be all bloody and meat and shit.
Yes. And because PG-13 movies are basically fucking R-rated movies in a way, you can fucking do that, and it would actually work. And it would be really cool to actually have a budget. Zed.
Okay, so if we go to a third movie, because we're only giving ourselves 5, what's the third movie entail? Because now we got the White Ranger and whatnot. We got the appearance of Zed.
At this point, you can even have fucking...
Wait. You could also throw in Zed and Rita's brother person thing?
If Rita has Goldar, and this is a chance to fix it, too. When Zed gets there...
Zed could have Rito.
Zed will come with Rito. That's the person that he's been tagging along with. He gets there with Rito, and then Rito sees Goldar, and they're like, "What happened to him?" And she's like, he lost his solid form years ago. And he's like, "Then I will restore it." Zappy Zappy Zed Staff. Finally, Gold Tarantula Monkey. Fixed. Fixed. We get to move forward with Gold.
Question.
Yeah.
Joe, he wasn't the worst thing we've ever seen.
In fact,
me.
You could explain Rito and Zed at the same time. They touched a Zeo crystal. Because in the original storyline, that's the reason Zed was the way he was. He touched it.
And because he's evil, and the Zeo crystal is supposed to be...
Maybe when Rita sees her brother, she's like, "What happened to you guys?" And he's like,
"Oh, we've had a hell of a day.
We've had a hell of a day.
We touched a Zeo crystal.
One of those Zeo crystals, babe." And he's like, "Yeah, we touched one of those damn things.
It was his stupid idea.
It was his stupid idea." We could very well explain why Rito's the way he is, because he doesn't look anything like her. And she's very much a human figure.
Humanoid-ish person, yes. We don't know what she is.
Right.
But
so that could explain that.
Because it doesn't... Actually, I never even thought about that. I just...
So what's the reason for this movie? Bringing those guys in... Okay, now maybe Rito and Goldar fight the Rangers.
Rito, Goldar, and Zed end up destroying the Mighty and bring in the Ninja.
Yeah, let's do that. Our third movie, we leave it on somewhat of a downer. We destroy the Ninja Megazord and the White Tiger.
You mean,
they don't make it through the fight. Bad guys win. Which enters us into the next movie where we get the Ninja powers.
Ninja!
Or maybe that movie, when they come down, maybe even not halfway through. No, use the whole movie because it's good. That way our fourth movie is the quest for the Ninja powers.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers 4 and the quest for more shit.
Yeah,
I have a few questions.
With cheese sandwiches and
first
teleports.
Off, will they have cheese sandwiches on their way to get the power?
Of course they will.
Second off, will they meet girl that can only go from Stonehenge to beach?
Of course they will.
And there'll be multiple girls, too.
Second, when they get to the power, will they have a random crewman wearing up-to-date clothing in the shot?
And
when
a baseball
cap.
He'll be a little better hidden, but if you're really watching the backgrounds, he's most certainly there.
Excellent. Now.
Because that's he's the big boss.
Because they went on an arduous journey, will they suck the dew off the leaves to be hydrated?
Well, you're thirsty. But realistically, I think that's the fourth movie is
second to
we
do
come
off
back
the
to them. They've been defeated. There is still a chance at victory.
Okay.
There's a set of Zords and a separate power that was hidden away a long time ago by a helper of their cause. Just like others came in for the bad guys, now we call Ninjor. But Ninjor's dealing with something in the far-off reaches.
Ninjor's stuck.
No, if Ninjor leaves, it's going to be a problem later on. And he tells them, look, I can come help you, but what I'm dealing with right here, it's going to follow me. And they're like, we don't have a lot of choice. If we don't get this power, our planet is done. Whatever you're dealing with, we'll help you deal with it.
Another question.
They go off and they get the... They go off and get all the ninja powers, yada yada, big movie, this and that. When that's done, we can use Ninjor, our new Zords, we can smash through Rito and Goldar, push them back.
But the question here remains, do we bring in Master Vile, or do we bring
Ivan
Ooze?
Ninjor was dealing with Master Vile.
Okay.
Best part of that fucking 90s movie was Ivan Ooze.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I was saying. It's like, do we... Maybe bring back.
Maybe less.
I wouldn't hearken back to that. Okay. What I would do is I would bring in Master Vile as the main final enemy for the fifth film.
Now let me ask you this:
Master Vile just like the other guys came in with some sort of helper.
Yeah,
he comes in, and they're like, "We've lost to these damn Rangers twice now, three times now. It's getting old." And Vile is like, I've beat Rangers before. And they're like, we've all beat Rangers before. And he's like, not like me. I have a strike team specifically designed to take down Rangers.
Now,
that's how we get either the Psychos or the Dark Rangers right there. They're with him. That's how he takes these things out.
I have three questions.
He has his own team.
And a Zeo Crystal could be powering each one of them.
In which
case, that could lead off to them going Zeo.
Our first encounter, we get fucking wrecked. There's no chance ever, which is why we have to use direct power from the Zeo crystal to become Zeo, and the final fight is their Zeo, their Dark Zeo versus our Zeo.
Okay, well, I have three questions.
And that would end our five movies.
My three questions are, first off, when you introduce Ninjor, do we fix him to where he doesn't sound like he's been continuously kicked in the balls?
Yes.
Ninjor!
Yes, we fix him. Okay, he's not, oh my gosh.
Second off,
now we make
Jason,
him.
Zach, and Trini, do we bring in Aisha, Rocky, and Adam?
Here's how I would handle that. Because we're only going as far as Zeo, we're going to bring those in during the time we're either going to injure our characters. Oh, the third movie, some of our people were injured. Three of them were injured. Not taken out of the movie, injured. So we have no choice but to bring in three other people.
Okay.
We bring in three people, a friend of a friend, this guy, I know this guy, trust me, he's trustworthy, you know, that kind of thing.
I know this guy,
yeah,
he's solid, and he's cool, but he's not cool, is he?
No, because he's Rocky.
He's never cool.
He just stands around,
the fifth,
you know,
one could bring in
every
the
once in a while, he's like,
the pink.
Let's kill these bitches.
You're talking about, ooh, Cat.
Yeah.
But before we go into the Zeo power, remember that Aisha never
I would have
Zeo.
Cat be one of the Dark Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when we destroy them because she could give us an edge.
No,
maybe
the
she
Dark
turns
Rangers
on the
end
Dark
up being
Rangers.
The substitutes.
Substitutes.
Like Adam, Rocky, Aisha.
That would be great. We could use the Dark Rangers in that way.
So instead
so
of being...
So let's bring in Kat,
that's
Aisha.
That'd be four Dark Rangers, in which case they'd be bringing in and substituting four of
Well, we
ours.
Need five. We need five. So why don't we just go ahead and bring in... That's Adam, Rocky, Aisha, Tanya, and Kat.
Yeah, because Tanya, because remember, Aisha never got the Zeo power. That was Tanya.
Mm.
We can bring them in as bad guys. We've saved Rangers before because we've seen that in our previous movie now.
Oh, no. We don't save all of them.
Okay.
Let's, for twist
either
wise.
Aisha, yeah, Aisha yeah. maybe dies.
Yeah, one of them dies.
That sucks that she never got to be a hero, but Tanya was Zeo. So maybe that's when we make our jump to Zeo.
Now, because we've had help before.
Or maybe the power field, when everything goes right, we make our movie into a point where the Dark Rangers realize they're being controlled. But we still can't step to Master Vile. We get wrecked, even with our Rangers and the Dark Rangers, okay? We are able to save them, we move on Vile, Vile decimates us.
Vile comes down and tries to take down the bad ones. And that's when we lose one of the
No,
yellow.
I wouldn't have him kill. Because let's give her a chance to be a hero. What if siphoning power from the Zeo crystal, because it is life, it needs a life catalyst?
Oh, so one of them just sacrifices themselves to...
After we save her, all of us Rangers move on Vile, we lose. And then, because Hollywood is doing this right now, this is still our fifth movie, but it's our fifth movie part two. Then we get to do a whole other movie where we realize we're not strong enough. We make way for a Zeo crystal on a world that hasn't yet developed. It's prime, untouched Zeo power. But so it's not corrupted, it's pure.
Before you continue, I have something else to ask. Before we went from Mighty Morphin to Zeo, there was a middle where the Rangers were kids, and we brought in the Rangers from Aquatar.
No.
We don't bring in Aquatar?
We don't...
If we do, there's only one reason why. We play the movie on two fronts. When all 10 of our Rangers, or actually it's more than that, it's fucking 11 Rangers, cannot beat Vile. We call in the Aquatar Rangers because they have very powerful Zords that can hold the fight for us. We go to the Zeo Crystal. And that's what our second movie is. The Aquatars come in, they're fighting Vile, we move to the Crystal, then the Crystal reveals that it's a force of life. It requires a life catalyst. Aisha chooses to give her life to guarantee the fusion of the Zeo power. That creates a whole swarm of Zeo Rangers. All of them. All of them become Zeo Rangers. Fuck it.
No, we even get Billy, and Billy never got to be a Zeo.
Actually, we could do that, because the Zeo had two sets of Zords.
Yeah.
We have more than enough Rangers to do that now.
We just have to make multiple
colors.
If you
sack Daigaisha, that's 10 people.
Yeah.
And because the Gold Ranger was a fucking no-name anyway.
Oh, a few of them could be badly damaged, in which case we would get a Phantom Ranger and the cop.
Maybe the Phantom
Centurion.
Ranger.
Yeah.
Maybe the Phantom
Ranger's
Aisha.
Maybe the Phantom
Ranger's
Aisha.
Herself.
Maybe we somehow siphon her life force and put it in a living mechanical cell.
Instead
that's
of
why
being
she
Billy.
Never takes off the helmet.
And that's why the crystal's so important. That's her. The rest
she
of it's a mechanical apparatus.
She basically generates the fucking Zeo power.
Yes.
Kind of like how Barry generates
so
the Speed
she
Force.
Becomes,
I was actually just about to say Speed Force.
That would be neat. Now,
Zeo Force.
Now, we have all our Rangers. We can, like right there, Jason becomes the Gold. And then Tommy becomes the Red, and we go on down the line, and then we can add a couple colors.
Can we get
and then
a
we have both sets
pyramid?
Of Zords.
Right. Something.
We don't even get a pyramid this time around. We get something else. We get a Sphinx. There you go.
There was a Sphinx.
I like
there already was a Sphinx.
Oh, wait, never mind.
Damn
Blue Rocky and Zeo had the basically had
yeah,
the
but
Sphinx.
Couldn't they give him something else?
Well, that's what I'm saying, but we have both sets of Zords.
Yeah.
Because
and
we
because,
have enough Rangers
because,
to do it.
And because you we injured... Like Jason gets really injured, he can come back as the Gold Ranger.
Right.
Right.
That explains, yeah. So now we have the Zeo
explains
power.
Why the power would be killing him is because he's already injured.
Yeah.
So now
he can't
we have
handle it as well.
He never fully recovered because he needed to help his friends.
Right.
So now we have all our people. We have all the Rangers. We take that fight to Master Vile. That's a giant Zord crazy confrontation. We beat him down. That's the five movies.
I think Hollywood should hire us.
In quotes, five.
They should,
five
but they
two.
Won't.
We have ideas.
That's what
that's,
I would... That's
why they won't hire us. Yep. They're going to listen to us and then steal our ideas and then never pay us. And then when we go, well, but... And the video, and they'll go, pony up money to fight our high-paid, high-priced lawyers. Because Hollywood douchebags.
So there we go. We've got that. That's what we would do. Now, let's talk about this.
The fact that I only have 10 episodes left to download and we're done with all the old shit for Fanlight.
Hasbro is going to reboot the Ranger movies. So all the stuff we talked about and all the stuff that was originally an idea, which would have been bad fucking movies anyway, so I'm actually glad they didn't do that shit.
Right.
Here
not
we are.
Happening now. Now we got this.
Let's say, for the sake of argument, what are we going to get out of a Hasbro movie for Rangers?
Merchandising.
Merchandising.
This
Power Rangers, the flamethrower.
I get the idea that people are irritated about this, but this is good. This is a good thing. That Hasbro is going to reboot these movies. One, we got one fucking 5-minute fight scene. Fix that. Yeah. Right off the fucking bat, fix that shit. Give us some martial art prowess individuals. Give us more fights. Make the suits modern equivalents of what we were wanting, not Iron Man costumes.
Right.
This is a chance to fix those mistakes.
Well, judging by the helmets in this picture...
This is not official.
Yeah, that's not official. Yeah.
I was about to be like...
some fan stuff. At the same time, something else that'll also be awesome with the reboot, we won't have a spittin' Rita.
Oh!
There's something else that comes with the reboot. Something that a lot of people...
that, though. That was really
we don't
funny.
Have to start at Mighty Morphin.
It's true.
We could start with the Mighty Morphin already established.
Yeah.
We could skip the,
Basically do what they did when they introduced Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He already had his abilities. We didn't give him another origin because everybody knows how Spider-Man got his abilities. Do it this way. Anybody who grew up with Mighty Morphin knows how they got their abilities.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, newcomers to the show will be like, why are they already Rangers? What happened?
Now,
like,
if you need a newcomer, if you need a visual perception point, you do it with somebody like... You know what? Start them late enough that the movie could start from the point of view of, say, Rocky, Aisha, and Adam.
Question. Is Hasbro doing it as a live action?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in the exact same vein that they did G.I. Joe and the fucking 800 Transformers movies.
I was wondering if they were going to do animation.
Or Michael Blah Blah Splosion.
Which, no, hold on. First off, this is important. This movie's tied into something big.
Yeah.
Yep.
They want to do a Hasbroverse.
Yep.
That explains the Zords.
The Zords are Transformers.
Yeah.
Yep.
That explains where that technology comes from and why it is sentient. In the actual Jurenja, that thing was sentient. Why can't it be for our show, since Transformers are sentient beings?
They could say that it's from a distant planet later on in the movie, or like somewhere else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make the Zords Transformers. They're explained. You know why?
Because they're
lions and tigers and bears that transform into shit.
Oh, my.
I was about to do that.
They had the dinosaur Transformers. They had the Beast Wars.
Yeah.
Now, just because they're actually from Cybertron doesn't mean they have to talk. They could do some, like, telepathic.
Maybe they only dialogue. Communicate.
With the ranger they're compatible with.
Yes, yeah. Maybe that's
so. Like
something.
The Tyrannosaurus can
like,
only talk to Jason.
Like Tales of Destiny. The swords talk to the ones that they've chosen.
Right. Yeah, I think that you can do it like that. You know, so like.
So look,
that's why the rangers have to work together, because I don't know what your mastodon is saying. It's your zord.
So now we've got the Transformers and the Rangers right off the bat.
Then we can fix the mastodon and make it an actual mastodon and not some kind of weird beetle thing.
Hey,
yeah, this is a chance to fix those dumb things too.
I didn't. I thought it. Okay, it was cool, but it wasn't.
It wasn't the mastodon, but it was still cool.
This is a good thing if they play this correctly.
Right.
I mean, you could tie in
And then he's saying right here, Tony, I'm probably said that wrong. Robertson says to bring in the green and white at the same time together instead of destroying the green power to get to the white power. I'm for that.
Oh.
I'm 100% for that. Give us seven rangers.
They could give us the green and white rangers similar to like the ninja dudes from G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, where the green can start off as a bad guy, and we have the White Ranger,
and then the green ends up turning good.
Yeah, they could play an angle like that, so we still have evil Green Ranger.
It could be like Snake Eyes and the other
Shadow.
Guy. Yeah.
Now here's the question: if we did that, this is where you would run into a problem. If you put the Green and White Ranger together,
which one's Tommy?
Yeah, who's Tommy? If Tommy's the corrupted, he's the Green. Who plays the White Ranger? Do we give that to Jason and then move Rocky into the red? That might work, but then we still got two guys that
I know
either we have to get rid of Zach.
You would have to explain it, but there was, you know, in the show, there were two Tommies, a white Tommy and a green Tommy.
No, because we have extra
that
Rangers
other Tommy
already.
Went back to the past, so.
Right, but some kind of like split.
Cloning stuff. Whatever.
If we're going green and white at the same time, the only feasible way is that there was another Red Ranger. We move Rocky into the red, we move Jason into the White Ranger. And since Jason did beat Tommy, that's how he ended up with us. You give him a bigger power boost by making him the White Ranger, so you don't even ever have to question why Jason was able to win that fight.
And then for people who actually like the fact that... And then for people who didn't like the fact that Jason stepped down as leader... You can still keep him the leader because he's the White Ranger.
Because he's the White Ranger, which later was basically the leader of the team anyway.
Right.
And if something does happen to Jason, he could hand off the White Ranger powers to Tommy.
Right.
And that's how you could bring in Lord Drakkon. Right. Oh, shit. Fusing the green and white power together.
This is a chance for them to play that angle as well.
That would be sweet. Like if something happens to Jason where he is incapacitated and he gives it to Tommy and it changes the suit. To be what Lord Drakkon wears. That would be amazing. Because that suit is actually really fucking awesome.
Well, here, in order to get that suit, if you play down the line, you just kill the Green and White Ranger, take those powers, and put them into whoever it is, future evil Tommy guy.
Alternate evil Tommy guy.
Yeah,
because that would be awesome. Because I love that costume.
But really, the big thing here is you have two Rangers without anything. You have Aisha...
And Adam.
And Adam. So does Zach leave because reasons, and we never even got to know that guy, or
okay, because this
Zach and Trini are off doing.
Are we still
thing.
Talking like this is a continuation of what we had, or this is like what?
No, this is a reboot.
They're doing the reboot.
Okay.
Hasbro is going to reboot, but they're going to reboot inside the Hasbroverse, which is the reason it makes perfect sense for the Zords to just be Transformers.
See, it would make sense. It would make sense.
And G.I. Joe would have to be established in like some other part of the U.S.
Yeah, G.I. Joe would be a real thing. They're out there somewhere.
And G.I. Joe don't know how to tackle these alien giant monster things. Because
they only know how to tackle with people named Cobra.
That could tie into making...
You could team Zed, Rita, and Cobra Command! Oh my god,
And Megatron.
Genius. I'm a fucking genius.
Don't forget Megatron.
Yes, Megatron. Oh my god, we could... Oh
Lord
god.
Zed and Megatron.
Shane's face right now.
Oh, see, this is why Hollywood should hire us. We're smarter than they are.
Okay. I get that you're very excited about what you just did.
Oh, it was amazing what I just did.
You're going to have to do an entire movie with the Joes that make Cobra competent, because Cobra is one of the worst fucking villains to have ever existed. He even got shafted in his own fucking movie!
Hold up, whoa, he's the decoy. Bill just said something that I have to stop this. We have to make the villains competent for Power Rangers?
Yes.
G.I. Joe?
To do a Hasbroverse, we have to.
Hey, remember, there were some competent villains.
Because the bad guys in Transformers...
They started competent and then became incompetent later.
But love those movies or hate them, Transformer has competent bad guys that are actually out to try to do something. Power Rangers didn't, so that's another thing that they need to fix. And G.I. Joe, are you kidding me? They fought a fucking... They fought a war... And nobody ever died.
My knowledge of... Here's the thing, though. When it comes down to it, my knowledge of G.I. Joe's is quite lacking. I only know bits and pieces about their fucking stuff, but...
Oh, that's funny.
Are you laughing at the G.I. Joe will need the Power Rangers because that army can't hit shit?
Right. That's what I was saying. That's the reason Cobra could be so incompetent. We had no goddamn aim. And every time he blew up a jet, we were just like, parachute...
Fucking Imperial Stormtroopers can only be so accurate.
We can fix Cobra Commander.
Okay.
Okay, we can fix him. Unlike how the Turtles movies did
so
not
you
fix
allow,
Shredder.
So you allow Cobra Commander to tap into some sort of energy force that even catches the attention of, say, Zed and Rita and...
No, Dr. Mindbender hears something and...
what about if, because we're already running with the Transformers angle... What if Cobra got this all-spark thing? And it makes him competent because he now has nearly unlimited power, and then that brings in the whole Megatron angle and things like that. And if Optimus Prime calls to war, that also includes the Rangers.
So war were declared?
Because the Rangers are currently... basically in league with Transformers.
Right, and Optimus Prime could team up, or the Autobots could team up with the Rangers while like Cobra and all them are like fucking
and
teamed
then if you want to make if you want to right off the bat make G.I. Joe something more competent, you while they're in there discussing what's about to go down, the door to their command center just opens and a couple of the Joes actually walk in and they're like, this doesn't go down without us. And you're like, who the fuck is this guy? And they're like, he got us in here. And there's just fucking some ninja dude in black just nods. He can't say nothing. He has no words.
Snake Eyes.
I got the fuck in here.
Snake Eyes doesn't talk. Yeah, he's just like... Yeah,
and he's like, how'd you get in here? No one gets in here without a power coin. And he's like, he got in here. And the ninja just nods.
End of explanation.
No. They should be like, he let us in. They're like... Who? And they don't point behind themselves, they point behind the Rangers, and out from behind Zordon's tube just walks out Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes was pretty bad fucking ass.
Exactly. You play off the fact that the Joes are already
Zordon.
Messing around with some crazy shit.
Zordon, how do we do Zordon?
We don't have to explain him. He's in that tube, done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interdimensional.
We start with the Rangers already at hand. And you know what? If you want to be like, how do you even know that this place is here? And then Duke can look over at one of the guys that hasn't got a suit yet, say Aisha or Adam, and be like, that's my nephew, or whatever. Like, I've been tracking his movements for years. And he's like, you watch me? And he's like,
you low jack me?
He's like, we watch everybody. And Snake Eyes just nods again.
Everyone looks at Snake Eyes and
he's
back.
He's been tailing you since you were 10.
He's been tailing you since you were 10.
You just didn't know because he's a ninja.
Snake Eyes pulls out a fucking etch and sketch and writes a message on it.
He writes, sorry.
At that point, you have to do like the new Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Silent Bob literally,
he just texts everything, like, spends 20 minutes just to send an emoji of the middle finger.
Yeah, it was actually kind of funny.
No, Snake Eyes just has, like, a little digital display on his wrist, and he just holds it up, and it's usually just a middle finger.
Right. Which now we're turning him into fucking Ninja Brian.
The chat's right, actually. You don't have to explain Zordon. Zordon is because his history is intertwined with the Transformers.
He could have been like an old friend of one of the oldest Transformers.
Yeah,
he could literally have been associated with one of the very first Primes.
Right.
In fact, his life form could have been what they evolved from. They used to be humanoid things.
Right.
And he's been around that long. They mechanized him to keep him alive. So the tube is a mechanized thing, and he is in that tube under the crystals. You know what I mean?
The Allspark cube could also be the Zeo crystal.
Yes, we could. We could play that angle. He's right. The Allspark cube could be the Zeo crystal.
Or the Zeo crystal could just be a byproduct of the Allspark.
So that helps to explain and intertwine all of that.
Why are we not Hollywood writers? Oh, wait.
Because we's broke.
But
fucking read our script.
I guarantee you if we do the same tired-ass fucking shit, we get a job.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they're saying right here you could easily tie it into Rangers because remember that there was like a set of monsters that would sting you and you would become monsters in Rangers in Space. Mm. Give whatever that biological component is to Cobra.
Yeah.
And he's infecting literally the Earth, making an army out of people that he stings with a snake-type venom. Just to play off the angle of snake
because guy. Because he's a Cobra. Gotcha. Yeah. Which works fine. I mean, they were called Beryllian bugs or beetles in space, I think, something like that.
So now they're different. They're snakes.
That's fine with me because, you know, his name's Cobra and they need to be snaky because, you know.
Fine with it.
Why would he be named Cobra and they use fucking flies? You know, that's retarded.
Oh, there could be like a space small little Cobra that could bite you and start changing you.
And that's how he's building an army of a ridiculously loyal terrorists.
Not just on Earth.
Yeah, Earth. Not just on Earth. He could have literally said, you know, because he wants to take over the Earth, but he's also not an idiot. If you destroy the Earth, there's nothing to rule. What the fuck were you doing?
Somebody just removed their message quick. Oh, that was great, and I read it too.
What?
They said, build next Michael Bay.
We need explosions.
Explosions!
No, see,
to be more
see,
boom-booms.
The thing is...
You could be
No. Bill can't be the next Michael Bay. Bill can actually write competent storylines. I would be the next Michael Bay because explosions. What am I known for on 4th of July? The guy who blows shit up.
I bet all this shit should happen, and Nick's be like, and then it should explode!
No, Bill will be like, all right, all this shit happens. It's like, where's that big fight scene taking place? Here? That explodes. When those are done exploding, they'll explode again. Will be like, why are they going to explode again? I'm like, because Segata shows up and fucking judo throws them, Seth. You'll be like, okay.
But here's the problem.
Oh, shit.
Well, there's two problems. First is what Scott just noticed. But the first problem is which one of us gets to be George Lucas then and goes back and re-edits everything 30 times?
With awful, terrible dialogue.
With awful, Scott. Terrible dialogue.
Scott, I need you to
write. Scott's got the Lucas glasses.
I need you
and
to
kind of the Lucas hair.
I need you to write the corniest looking.
And the Lucas beard. Look.
But then we have another problem.
Yeah.
Because if we are going to do the Hasbro verse,
yeah.
There's about, because I just looked, there's about 800 other fucking things that they could pull from, too. Let me go alphabetical order. Thank you, Wikipedia. There's Action Man, Battle Beast, Beyblade, Cabbage Patch Kids, Fortnite starting in 2019, Furbies, Ghostbusters starting in 2020, the GoBots.
Wait,
GoBots.
What are we talking about?
All of the fucking properties that Hasbro owns.
Okay, well, GoBots are tied into Transformers now.
Yep, true.
That's simple.
There's
but
the,
look, all these properties, you could list a million properties. What could actually be used?
Let's see, Inhumanoids.
I don't even know what that is.
Let's see, Mask.
Mask? No. Oh, yeah, that's got, they're making
I know
a movie.
I know they're doing it, but let's I see. So far I see Megazord, no reason for them to make really. That.
Nerf. There, Nerf Megazord, man. There you go.
Megazord 2OP, Nerf now. Banhammer blocks.
Technically.
Oh, have, God.
Well, I think they have rights for Star Trek and Star Wars, but that's for the toys.
Okay. There's that Rob. Or Rob.
Yeah, there's a Rob. Let's see. There's Transformers.
Visionaries.
Trolls. Let's see. Yeah, Visionaries.
Knights of the Mystical Light.
Really?
Zoids?
Yeah, Zoids. Technically, they could bring that into.
Liger!
That technically would be covered
Shane's
under
super stoked now because
the
word
the White Tiger's a Liger.
Yeah,
the White Tiger
could
be Liger Zero.
Yeah.
You could easily play off something like that.
That's amazing.
But then he's not. Were they sentient?
Liger Zero was because of the Zero system.
So they're tied
inside.
Into Transformers.
He had a black box in him.
Look, that's all you got to do is. Look, Transformers are sentient robots.
Right.
Zords are Transformers.
Right.
Anyway,
you don't even need to try beyond that. That's what their technology is. They're sentient robots.
Right. But again, there is still two others that they could bring in, which again will be Mask and then the Inhumanoids.
I bring in the Cabbage Patch Kids. You could probably work that
yeah.
in.
Yeah, you can work in the Cabbage Patch Kids.
I think
yeah.
we're falling apart now.
Beyblades. You can bring in Beyblades. These kids have spinning tops of doom.
I don't know enough about Rom to write for him. Like, I wouldn't even play with the idea until I really understood what he was.
The humanoids is like
no.
monsters.
Well, I was trying to say...
Yes.
Okay, now repeat some of that, because you were like, yeah.
My mic's right here. You should have picked up. But...
Just because you should have doesn't mean it.
When I say that you put in all your explosions and stuff for no apparent reason whatsoever, just to have explosions, when do you throw in your sexism, exploiting women
no,
and stuff?
No, see, that's where I draw the line as being Michael Bay. I'm the new Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Like, I am Michael Bay 2.0. We have fixed some of the bugs and problems. We have actually listened to what people want.
But some of that we can't get rid of, like
because explosions.
But some people want CW, so that means that for some reason none of our Rangers can find their shirts. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
They have to be beautiful people.
So if you're gonna be Michael Bay 2.0, I'll be George Lucas 2.0 and keep separate copies of each movie.
Smart man.
He just keeps remaking everything we've made.
No.
Can you still have terrible dialogue?
He's got the base files, and then he just photocopies them over.
And changes the photocopies.
And for no reason whatsoever, you can have one of the Rangers be like, I don't like sand.
Yeah.
It's coarse and gets everywhere.
And that Ranger explodes.
And becomes a robotic Ranger.
Wait, but the way the explosion
oh my God.
That was Rocky,
hold on.
By the way.
The yeah. love interest between either Kimberly, Jason, or Kimberly and Tommy, you can be like, oh, God, I got to remember how that fucking disgusting corny-ass line went in Star Wars.
I love you. I know.
No.
No. I'm talking, you know what I'm talking about, Bill. I'm talking between Anakin and Padme. That fucking cringeworthy fucking shit.
I know.
You mean all of it?
Oh, my God. It's because I'm so in love with you.
Oh, my God.
You know, that was...
I thought you meant that wannabe fucking, you're tearing us apart fucking line.
No, that's from The Room.
Right. That's what I mean. There was a version of that in
Ooh,
in
I would bring in
Wiseau
to fucking direct this.
Yeah,
no!
Yes, because then he can explode, too.
We don't. Yeah, right.
No,
Wiseau is immortal.
We got to keep Tommy Wiseau. He is a motherfucking national
Tommy
treasure.
Tommy Wiseau could just become Tommy Oliver. He already has half the fucking name.
My
but
God.
If we're bringing in Sega to the fight, we have to have Wiseau versus Sega to see who explodes.
Now I understand why Hollywood doesn't hire us. We get way off track.
there's a reason.
Yeah.
I've discovered it.
Yep, that makes sense now.
Okay, so that is it for this episode. We are going to be signing out of here.
To take a breather.
We're going to take about a 15-minute breather. It's 11:04. Be back at about 11:15 and finish this off because we have an actual episode to do. So.
And I got 33 more episodes to goddamn download from this one folder.
And I'm waving.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out fandomnight.com. At fandomnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to fandomnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.